I'm a robber. You don't want to what?
Man, with me.
Tell I'm not your average Negro.
Hold up. Tez, I want to ask you a question real quick.
Let's just keep it real, straight shot with no chaser. I'm going to get a little bit rough. I'm here for those who really believe in the American process. All of us. Straight shot, no chaser. With your girl, Tesla Figaro, on the Black Effect Podcast Network.
All right, everybody. What's happening? This is your girl, Tesla Figaro. You are listening and watching on IG Live. Straight shot, no chaser live. This is the live version. Shout out to everybody in the building that is loading up in the comments. Shout out to you, Attorney Shelby. I see you. I see you in the building. Vast Vacations, I see you in the building. Thank you so much for chiming in. I told you guys I was going to do something different this week. Well, here is what I'm doing different. This is actually something that I did for years. For those of you that did not follow me previously, before I went on The Breakfast Club, before you may have seen me on Fox News or The Breakfast Club, I did radio. So radio is what I love to do best. And I'm bringing that to you live. So this is my normal commentary that I record every week. I wanted to bring you in the conversation to give you an opportunity to chime in if you would like. The number is 563-999-3463. Again, the number is 563-999-3463. It is pinned at the bottom of the IG Live. You can watch this commentary on IG Live, tag a friend, tag someone that you may want to hear this commentary that we have tonight. I will not be long at all. I'm probably only going to be about 30 minutes because I am wanting to get in and get out. And I just wanted to talk to you a moment about what is happening in politics. So today we had Joe Biden all of a sudden say that, you know what, I'm willing to end the filibuster. I am willing to consider using my bully pulpit to end the filibuster in order to raise the debt ceiling. Well, if you have followed me, if you have followed any of this commentary that I've been talking about all year long, and a lot of other folks in the movement, we've been asking, demanding. Some folks have been begging, singing, pleading on bended knee, asking Joe Biden to end the filibuster to get voting rights passed, to possibly pass the George Floyd Justice and Policing Act. And so many people on Twitter and alleged allies said, oh, Biden can't end the filibuster. It's all about Congress. Give Joe Biden time. Why are you putting so much pressure on Joe Biden? And we kept saying over and over that we understand that he, as one person, cannot end the filibuster. What we were asking him to do was use his power in order to tell Congress or convince Congress or beg Congress or whatever word he wanted to use to ask that the filibuster be carved out for these particular instances to get things done. And everybody said, oh, you're putting so much pressure on Biden. But don't you think it's interesting that now that the filibuster is now possibly going to be carved out to raise the debt ceiling, that now all of a sudden Joe Biden is speaking up? The latest news that we got this afternoon was that Senate Democrats and Senate Republicans possibly will come to an agreement to have reconciliation to be able to raise the debt ceiling. And it may not necessarily be required to end the filibuster in order to do this. But that's not the point that I want to talk about tonight. The point I want to talk about tonight is why all of a sudden is he willing to do it now? When we've been literally asking, begging, pleading, demanding, singing songs, Negro spirituals, hymns, Bible verses, R&B, tap dancing, hip hop, rapping, asking to end the filibuster. And now all of a sudden, he's willing to do it. If you want to tap in on this commentary, you can do so by calling 563-999-3463. Again, the number is 563-999-3463. I really want to hear from you. This is your opportunity. This will be recorded live on my podcast, available on Straight Shot No Chaser Podcast. If you do not have the podcast, please do so. Please subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just type in Straight Shot No Chaser with Tesla Figaro. You can subscribe. It's available on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcast. You can find it, and you will hear this recording tomorrow, Please also know that clowns will be shut down. So if your intention is to call in and be a clown and say things to me that you otherwise would not if I didn't pull you up on the video because you get a chance to hide your face as you're calling in, know that I will immediately disconnect you. You know, I love clowning and I love debating and I certainly love talking about folks and they mama too, if necessary. But we want to keep this conversation serious. We want to actually talk about, you know, what is the topic at hand. So I'm reading some of your comments. So for those who are listening, who will be listening to this podcast at home, I am now live on IG and I'm looking at the folks' comments and people saying, I'm looking at the comments. They're saying Biden definitely can't keep his promises. I see comments saying that, oh, now Joe Biden is getting something out of it. So now he is willing to raise the debt ceiling. One of the things that I have heard on the Hill is that this is a strategy to really push forward with the infrastructure so that, quote unquote, jobs will be made available. And they are planning on using that for their messaging in the next year midterms. Thought that was interesting because jobs is their messaging for 2022. Nothing wrong with jobs. I'm always about jobs, housing, transportation. Every politician uses jobs as far as their messaging. But what do you guys think about how just last year in 2022, the messaging was all about police reform? It was all about changing the federal level as far as what we demand from our police officers, as far as what we're looking for, as far as banning chokeholds, as far as banning no-knock warrants. Everything last year was about police reform, racial justice. And so I guess now in 2022, since they basically flat out just decided to say to hell with you social justice activists and has decided to not push forward any of that policy, I guess now they'll be switching up the message. And the new message for 2022 will be all about jobs. But my question is, how do they expect these people to get to the polls? If voter suppression is alive and well, because it is, which will be preventing folks from getting to the polls. The question is, one, those who are suppressed, which is usually the poor and the marginalized communities, those that cannot get off at work on time, those who need the 24-hour access voting, those who need absentee ballots, those who are disenfranchised. It seems that the Democrats would really want those folks to be able to vote for them. Doesn't that make sense? It's really weird that we're having to beg Democrats to help voters get to the polls to vote for them. I just think that's strange. It doesn't make any sense to me. I don't get it. It's mind boggling. So if the strategy is we're going to talk about jobs and we're going to get people to the polls, who are they marketing after? Is it the people that are not poor and disenfranchised? Is it the upper class, the maybe the middle class? Is it the Republican light? Is it Republicans? Is it white folk? Like, who are they talking about if they are willing to absolutely do nothing at all for voting rights? Because it's clear that the people who are fighting for police reform, they done already told us to go to hell. So who's the next base that you're expecting to get to the polls to vote in 2022 or be able to maintain the House and be able to at least maintain the slim margin in the Senate? So that's what I'm thinking about this week. That is what is on my mind with trying to figure out this administration's strategy. Do we continue to wait? Do we continue to go with the give them time? Do we say, you know, maybe he's going to make this huge impact next year? The midterms start in March, guys. They start in March. And for those who also really don't understand how this impact, for those who keep saying give them time, you have local elections that are happening right now all over the country. November 3rd, local elections are happening all over the country. And when you have this type of voter depression, meaning when you are depressing the base where they feel all hope is lost, where they feel forget it, what's the point? That is affecting those who will be voted in literally next month. Believe it or not, good commissioners, good county commissioners, city commissioners, those who are running on the local level, judges and so forth. These are the folks will be affected by right now what is happening on the federal government, because most people don't really pay attention to what's happening in their local government. They look at what's happening federal. And this administration has absolutely depressed this voting bloc as it stands right now. We don't even have to have the argument of it was better than Trump. Get over that shit. Trump is no longer in office. We're talking about right now. Today is, what is today? October 6, 2021. So this isn't about Trump. This isn't about 2020. This wasn't about we should have just had Hillary Clinton. It's not about, well, shouldn't we could have had Bernie. It's not about any of that. It's what's happening right now, August 6, 2021. What is this Democrat Party doing to prepare people, to motivate people to go to the polls next month in a lot of local races? What are they doing to prepare people to go to the polls in March when midterms start, the primaries? The actual midterm election is in November 2020. But what happens when the primaries start in March? What happens with the 30 state attorneys that will be on the ballot next year, which is critical to decide who goes to jail, what type of charges they get? What is the Democrat Party doing right now? Well, you'll say, oh, Teslin, you're pushing for the Democrat Party. No, I'm not. I'm independent. But 90% of black people vote for the Democrat Party. So I focus on the Democrat Party because I ride with my people as the collective. I know that all black people are not Democrats. I know that all black people should not be Democrats. I get it. I know we should be independent. This conversation is not about what it should have, what it could have been. This conversation is about what is it right now? And what do we do in order to continue to push the line? I'm going to read some of your comments again. If you want to call in, you are listening to Straight Shot No Chaser Live, which will be made available. This recording will be made available this week on the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast. If you want to call in, I see some folks sending me some video requests. I'm not taking video requests. If you want to call in live, you can call in at 563-999-3473. Again, it is 563-999-3463. It is at the bottom of the IG comment. I'm going to read some of your comments, and then I'm going to wrap this up. It say Dems are expecting the black people will fall in line with them as long as they pander and tap dance. Biden didn't keep his promises to us, and they may be in for a rude awakening. Well, I agree. I absolutely agree. But, you know, there are a lot of folks who say black people will always vote for the lesser of two evils because we cannot afford to take a chance and go backwards. But it will behoove the Democrat Party to not necessarily depend on that. There's also some stuff I want you guys to look into as well before I wrap up, because I am recording live. I don't want to be too long-winded, extended versions, how we normally do when we get together on my IG Live. I want to keep it content focused, but I do want you guys to pay attention also to what is happening in the Supreme Court. That is not being talked about enough. You hear a lot about abortion and abortion rights, wherever you fall on that, fine, pro-choice, pro-life. But there's some other things going on right now with the Supreme Court that is absolutely critical. One of the things you may not know is there will be an argument over affirmative action in higher education, which means a lot of schools who do not accept or traditionally may not accept diverse communities, black folks obviously being a part of that. They are looking at, should that be removed? That is critical, because if you're not going to have some type of system to make sure that there is equality across the board with getting into higher educations, in addition to that, not funding HBCUs, there's arguments on, did they cut HBCUs? Is it really a cut? Is it underfunded? All of that, go look that up. There's a lot of debate about that on Twitter, as well as in your news articles for this week. But if we are not getting the money for the HBCUs, and if you're taking out affirmative action in higher education, and we all know that, a lot of black folks get in on their own merit. But affirmative action, again, it's not about people's merit or if they're good enough or giving somebody a pass. It's about making sure that there is equality and that people are not counted out because of race, religion, and gender. So that's something I want you guys to pay attention to that is happening in the Supreme Court that you are not hearing about. Also, there will be some gun rights legislation. A lot is going on in addition to abortion. So make sure you're tapping in with that. Please do follow me on Instagram. Everything on my page is pretty content heavy with politics. Every now and then I'll post something with entertainment and y'all trip out. Y'all trip the hell out. I post one thing about BMF, Black Mafia Family, and everybody going crazy. I can't believe you posting this. I expected more out of you, Teslin. And I don't understand what you expect. Don't expect nothing from me, baby. Expect something from Biden. Expect something from VP Harris. Expect something from your woman. Expect something from your man. Don't put no expectations on me because I don't ask you for nothing. You shouldn't have no expectations. I'm not your child. I'm not your mama. Don't get expectations on me. So with that said, every now and then I post something about, you know, entertainment. I do take breaks, believe it or not. Sunday night, I like to watch different shows. And, you know, am I allowed to wind down every now and then? Damn. So I post one thing and y'all think that's my whole character. I can't believe I have expected so much out of you. Shout out to Jimmy. I wish he would have joined me live that day. Shout out to Jimmy, who said he expected so much out of me. And then I went to Jimmy's Wall, the nerve of Jimmy. He had Jeezy and Rick Ross. And is this you, Jimmy? Is this Jimmy? Jimmy, who's listening to the Snowman, who's affiliated with BMF, was once affiliated with Black Mafia Family. The nerve of you, Jimmy. The nerve of you, Jimbo, to come to my wall and be so critical of me watching an entertainment show. He who not have the crack rock throw the first crack rock. The nerve of you, Jimmy. What is that where they say? He who not have rock, stone, throw the rock, glass houses, whatever the hell that is. The bottom line is, Jimmy over there listening to all type of dope music and got the audacity to come to my wall and say, I can't believe you are promoting this paradigm. The nerve of you, Jimmy, over there with a full gold grill. A full gold grill. The nerve of you, Jimmy. And then Jimmy got mad and said, oh, you angry Black woman. Why do y'all do that? Let's switch gears for a second. Let's get off politics. Why do y'all do that? Why do y'all think every Black woman is angry about some shit? Ain't nobody angry about nothing, Jimmy. You came to my wall and then I just responded saying, the nerve of you, Jimmy. Okay. Sis said is don't throw rocks when you live in a grass house. So I'm going to translate that. He who don't have a crack rock should not throw rocks while you live in a crack house. And I'm saying that since the music, you know, Jeezy's literally about the snowman. Literally, all his music is about dope. I can't believe Jimmy had the nerve of you, Jimmy. And then to call me angry. Do y'all not know what heel Black women look like and talk like? This ain't nothing but love. Nothing but love gives me the tenacity, the strength, the courage to fight for Black people every day. All Black women ain't angry, homie. That's not always the answer. Angry about what? I responded to you. And I laughed. I put a gang of emojis. And then also, brothers, y'all need to stop that. I know these YouTubians got y'all out there talking about Black women angry and all of this. But understand, I'm not your baby mama and your woman and all of that. I wasn't even being assertive. I was just answering. I just said, the nerve of you, Jimmy, to come over and criticize me for watching BMF and you got nothing but Jeezy all on your page. But it wasn't even about being assertive. Let's break this down and switch conversations a little bit. We're getting off on politics, but y'all know how we do. Let's go personal a little bit. What is it? Why do y'all understand that when you're saying angry Black women, that is a white supremacy talking point? Do y'all get that? Do you understand? And I hear what you're saying. Don't mistake passion and confidence for anger. But let's just separate that part for a second. Do you understand that saying angry Black woman and all of that is white supremacy talking points? Do y'all get that? Call in if you want to chime in on this. 563-999-3463. 563-999-3463. The number's at the bottom of your screen. You are listening to Straight Shot No Chaser live on Instagram. Do you realize that if I ran around and said that black men were angry and aggressive and fighters and thugs, and do you realize that is white supremacy talking points? Let's just set aside that Black women have a reason to be angry, that we've been heard, all of that. Let's set that aside. I just want to know, do you realize that's white supremacy talking points? If you realize that, put a thumbs up in the comments. Now, with that said, if you know that I am somebody that fights against white supremacy and stereotypes for Black people, it doesn't even make sense for you to say that I am an angry black woman when I literally, literally spend my life day in, day out fighting against white supremacy talking points. So that makes no sense. Listen, Jimmy, brother, now I don't mind clowning the white folks that come over and mess with us. But when it comes to black people, I kind of want to give you a little bit of, you know, I give you some grace and some love because I want you to really get it. I spend my life, brother. I put my life on the line, brother, to demand that this country sees you as more than just a thug and a dope dealer and a thief, a savage, because that's how America painted black men. That's how America painted black men. In case you historically, all of that right now, like that's why I talk about the George Floyd Justice Police Act. And this brother, when I looked at his page, it looks like he is a truck driver, an honest living. But if you look at what he has on from a stereotype standpoint, 3 and 4 gold chains, big diamonds, gold grill. Now, what if, Jimmy, what if I looked at you and said, he ain't nothing but a dope dealer. He's nothing but a thug. Do you realize, Jimmy, that I get death threats for fighting for your dignity so that people look at you in a way that is different than America? Like somebody said, don't forget Super Predator. Oh, the names go on and on. So it's kind of weird that you guys bring to me those YouTubian, you know, those love. I get it. I know y'all listen to a lot of the folks out there that are having these relationship conversations and black women are this and black women are that. But when you approach me, this black woman, this one right here, that fights against those stereotypes for you, it doesn't make sense for you to attack me for the things that I fight for us. Let me say it again. It doesn't make sense for you to call me an angry black woman when I'm literally getting death threats on a daily basis. In case you don't know, Jimmy, since you hold me in such a high regard, I'm assuming that you see what I do. So for somebody that literally fights for our dignity to use a white supremacy talking point on me literally makes no sense. It makes no sense. We can disagree with each other. You can say, oh, man, you full of shit, whatever you want to say. But brother, using the white supremacy talking points on me just really doesn't make any logical sense. Seriously, it doesn't make any logical sense. And I wonder if you guys know what it is to know healed women. Like, do you know what black women who are healed? I'm just curious. I'm texting. I got some folks that are trying to call in right now. And I want to see if they're trying to talk. I'm healed. I'm not angry. There were times in my life where I've been angry. I've been disappointed. I've been all of those things. But that's not where I'm at right now. I'm going to take some callers. I have a couple of callers in the queue. I'm going to take some calls. I will shout out the last 4 digits of your number, and you will be joining me live right here on Straight Shot No Chaser. We're only going to be about 15 more minutes or so. I don't want to take a lot of your time. So if you do want to call in, make sure you call in at 563-999-3463. I'm going to give the mic to you. I've done enough talking. Let me go with my first caller. Hello, you are on Straight Shot No Chaser. How are you? 5446, your last 4 digits.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Clifford Johnson.
Okay, hello. How are you? What's happening?
I'm good. I just be listening to some of this stuff that you be talking about and how black men can't really understand who's doing what as far as speaking for us in that realm. And I guess you can take it that they don't know or don't want to know. But at the same time, I give you far too much respect for what you do.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I can't hear you. I appreciate that. Thanks for calling in. to give that love. It's always nice to get love, especially from our brothers. I'm going to put you back on mute, especially from our brothers. It's always good to get love. I got love for my brothers. They got love for me. You can get a call. You can call in at 563-999-3463. We were talking about politics and somehow it veered into the conversation I was having with one of the brothers on my Instagram, who was criticizing me for literally just asking people if they like the acting in BMF. So I just thought that was interesting to bring up, because it's hilarious that you guys think like I'm not allowed to watch TV or whatever. Do y'all really think y'all own me? It's just really interesting. It's interesting. The standard that people put on people on social media, like y'all don't know me, homie. Like, seriously, you don't know me and I don't know you. Seriously, you follow my work. You watch what I do. Pretty transparent. I answer most things. If I don't want you to know, I tell you it's none of your damn business. But to think that you can tell me how to move and what to say and what to do and what to watch, it's just a little weirdo, some weirdo type shit. So that really wasn't what the commentary was about tonight. I just thought I'd bring that up because I thought that was hilarious, the nerve of Jimmy. But anyway, guys, make sure that you have a chance. Look at what's happening in the Supreme Court. Stay tapped in. I know it's frustrating. I know you guys are over it. I know you're saying, what point is it to stay connected? I know you're saying, hey, this is no point at all. What the hell is all this worth? But at the end of the day, I do want you to remember that you are worth it. So I fight for you. You fight for me. We down with each other. Let's just stay connected. I know a lot of y'all say, give them time, give them time. And guess what? There is time for Joe Biden to still do something. I don't know. But if we are not pushing the line, saying that, hey, guess what, Biden? Time is running out. Time is running out. Make it happen. Me pushing and asking for more means that I love him more than I love you more than I'll ever love him. And that's a good thing. So it's nothing against Biden. Like you've heard me say 1,000 times, they going to be all right. They kids going to be all right. And they kids going to be all right. But what about me and all my homies? And y'all are one of my homies right here at the Straight Shot No Chaser family. So thank you so much for listening. This was recorded live. Straight Shot No Chaser will be available tomorrow. Every week I drop commentary on my podcast. I try to keep it short, 30, 45 minutes, so you can listen while you're working out, while you're shopping, while you're in your car, just to hear my thoughts. And then we also drop interviews as well every week or every other week, different interviews that you may want to hear. I don't do a lot of talking in my interviews. I let them kind of talk more. And so that's why we thought it was a good idea for me to start dropping commentary, because a lot of people just want to hear my thoughts on things. So I always appreciate that as well, that you guys, you know, kind of want to hear what I have to say. But I don't have a comment about everything. You'll notice that I'll put some stuff out and won't put a caption at all. Like y'all tried to drag me in that Wu-Tang conversation I put up last week. But I'm not getting ready to be arguing with you New Yorkers and you Timberland boot wearers about Wu-Tang. I got some opinions on the acting, but I left it alone. I just threw it out there and wanted to see what y'all had to say. But I left it alone because I know Wu-Tang Clan got some serious fans and I don't need no more enemies. People are already mad enough at me about politics. I damn sure don't need to be fighting with you over Wu-Tang, if the acting is good or not good. So I left it alone. But truth be told, I'm real confused on that series. But it is what it is, though. But check in, guys. If you like this new format, let me know. We will do straight. A lot of y'all like Straight Shot No Chaser After Dark. That's probably why a couple of you guys chimed in, because you petty and you want to hear Straight Shot After Dark, where our conversation goes everywhere, politics, personal, and all of that. And we'll get around to doing that as well. But I wanted to try out this new format because I thought it was pretty cool to do something live instead of me just recording my commentary. Why not have you in it and put your comments and your calls? So we'll continue to do this. Thank you so much for listening. Again, subscribe to Straight Shot No Chaser. You said something about Rizzo. Oh, Lord, kept my thoughts to myself. Yeah, I kept my thoughts to myself, too, even though he say son every 2 seconds. But it is what it is, though. Shout out to Wu-Tang Clan. But we'll do more of this. If you like it, let me know. Hey, girl, I like it. I know a lot of y'all be hitting me up on the DM or, you know, in the comments. Hey, girl, keep that up. We'll get into it, girl. We can talk about all the stuff we normally talk about. Politics, personal, sex. Y'all know we talk about it all. If you really follow my page for real and listen to my lives, you never know what you're going to get. So we're going to continue this format up, trying to switch up the show, you know, to give us some different content. And I love interaction, and I definitely love radio. I love radio more than I'll ever love TV. because it's interactive and I get a chance to talk to you. So we'll do more of this. I'm going to try to do it every week or every other week. You can click the bell at the top of the page on Instagram to be notified when I do go live for commentary. And again, call in because it'll be available the next day and you can share it with your friends. Be like, hey, I was on Straight Shot No Chaser. Not saying that's all of that, but still, a lot of people may not have an opportunity to get on iHeartRadio. So this is your chance to chime in. A lot of you I see all the time in the comments. So I would love to hear your voice. And I realize everybody doesn't want to go live, you know, video. Everybody don't want the video, you know. So that's why I wanted to set up this phone number so you guys can call in. I'm glad we had one caller tonight. So you can see how it works. Somebody else called and then they hung up, but it's all good. We'll do it again. Get you a chance to warm up to it. Straight Shot No Chaser Live. Make sure you chime in. Make sure you subscribe. Again, Straight Shot No Chaser Podcast. I will check in with you guys another time. Like I always say, use it, lose it. Can't make you choose it. And in the meantime, check me out on Black News Channel. It is available in 55 million homes. You probably have it and don't even know it. So check me out there where I'm giving a business. Also, I'll be doing another training before the end of the year. If you have any ideas on what you want me to do next, make sure you do it. We had a wonderful class of 117 people last month. The month before that, we had 265 people. I'm determined to get 1,000 soldiers trained on the ground by November next year because we ain't waiting on nobody. We ain't going to chase them. We ain't chasing them. We replace them. Straight up squad. So thank you so much for listening. Straight Shot No Chaser. Until next time. Peace.